The Gemara in Tesamid Beis is talking about all the different comparisons between Gerisha and Shtar Shichah. The Gemara asks, is it really only three or four? There are other comparisons. Ha'ika Lishma, Ha'ika Mechubah. But the final answer of the Gemara over here seems to be that Kiktani Psulah Rabbanim. The only Psulim that we mentioned in the Braisa, comparisons between Gerisha and Shtar Shichah, are Psulim D'Araisa. But Psulim D'Rabbanim are Psulim D'Rabbanim. The only things we mention are Psulim D'Rabbanim. But Psulim D'Araisa we don't mention. Lishma, Shalom Lishma, and Mechubah are Psulim D'Araisa. So therefore they're not mentioned in the Braisa. So last time we started discussing this Rashi. Rashi is explaining, how do we know the psul of shalom lishma by shtar shichah? By gerisha, we know it's a pasuk. The pasuk of lo lishma. L'shem al-ish, l'shem al-ish, l'shem gerish, and you have to have in mind lishma in the get. But where do you know that in shtar shichah? So Rashi doesn't say anything. When it comes to mechubah, he says, gomel lo, we learn it from the gzer shav of lo l'meisha. Right? Lo l'meisha, but from, when it comes to shalom lishma, he doesn't say anything. Right? So that prompts Rebbe Akiva Eger on that beizam et beiz. Beizam et beiz, in the old Kovetz, it's in page Vav. And there is the Hine. He says, it's Meduik from Rashi, that he assumes that Shalom Lishma by Shtar Shichah is derived from the word law, not from the Gzer Shavah, but it says law in the parish of Shtar Shichah. O Chufsha lo nitan law. The Chufsha, the Shtar, was not given to her. Therefore, there's no Misa. Lo nitan law. Law teaches me Lishma, just like the Kos of law in Gerisha teaches me Lishma. Lonitan La in Shtar Shichah teaches me Lishma as well. That's the diuk from Rashi. And we pointed out it's not so clear if that's really true. The Rambam does have the same, there's no diuk in the Rambam, he says it beferish, right? That we learn Lishma by get from La in Gerisha, in the Pasha Gerisha, but we learn Lishma in Shtar Shichah from La by Shtar Shichah. It's clear from the Rambam. The problem is the Tosefta may not seem like that. Right? The Tosefta seems to be saying that it's learned from Gzeir Shavah. It's learned from Gzeir Shavah. But from Rashi and the Rambam, Efshim and Kenzog, and maybe we can be medayik that they hold that it's learned from Gufa Dekra. So we said, what should the issue be dependent on? We suggested that maybe the answer is, maybe the reason why you would have to learn it from Gzeir Shavah is because the word love, Ashtar Shichah, is going on Nitan. It's going on the Nesin. It's not going on the Ksiva. And we know that you don't need a Nesin in Lishma. That was the Gemara Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis. That if a Shliach brings two Gittin and they become this Arvu Zeh Bazeh, they're mixed up. He doesn't know which one to give to which woman, so he gives both. He gives both to each woman. Right? So, but that's like a Suffolk Nesina. We don't know which get is really divorcing which woman. But the Gemara says, L'maskona, that that's not a problem. You need Ksiva Lishma, but you don't need Nesin Lishma. So if you don't need Nesin Lishma by Gerisha, you shouldn't need Nesin Lishma by Shtar Shichah. To say that you need Nesin Lishma by Shtar Shichah, not Ksiva Lishma, that's a pella. Why Nesin Lishma? The Ikar Lishma, Lishma Ish, Lishma Ish, Lishma Gerishin is in the Ksiva. Right? That's when you're actually creating the Chefza. To say that you need Nesin Lishma, but not Ksiva, that seems to be a little difficult. So if it doesn't say La by Ksiva, so how do we know that you need Ksiva Lishma by Shtar Shichah? So maybe that was the reason why the Tosefta had to learn from the Gzeir Shavah. You have to learn from Gerisha, just like an Iksiva Lishma by Gerisha, so to by Shtar Shichah. But we pointed out it's not Muchach. You could say the Rambam, Reb Ki Vegas, Rashi. So how are they going to learn? How can you learn from Gufa Dekra? You can learn from Gufa Dekra because in Tanei Inyan L'Nesina, Tanei Inyan L'Ksiva. If it's not Shaya to be talking about Nesina, because we know that you don't need Nesina Lishma. So obviously in Shtar Shichah, when it says law, it means the Ksiva. Obviously in Shtar Shichah, it must mean the Ksiva. So then you can learn from Gufa Dekra. You don't have to learn from the Gzeir Shavah. So just as Shia was ending, we didn't finish the sugya. We still have the Pnei Yeshua to do. We're going to get to the Pnei Yeshua in a moment. But just as Shia was ending, Zach Kamed asked the Kasha from Rashi. Blistering Kasha. He said, it's true that Rashi doesn't mention the Gzeir Shavah of La by Shalom Lishma, you know, down at the bottom of Tesamah Beis when we're discussing it in the Gemara. But earlier, Rashi makes quite a startling statement. Rashi, when he's talking about Arkol Shel Goyim, he's explaining why Arkol Shel Goyim apostle for Gitei Noshim. So he says because the Napatar is getting the Kiddushin, right? The Lavman Ekrisus Nenu Hov Lo Shaycha Betar is getting the Kiddushin. This is the Rasa Chutz Megitei Noshim, right? And then he says V'chein Shechurei Avodim by Shechurei Avodim the din is the same. That Arkol Shel Goyim apostle. Why? Well, why is that? The b'chol psula daraisa shavah shichur l'gerisha. Shava shechu legerisha degamina lala. Because in any psul daraisa, what's the psul daraisa? Eino b'toras gittin v'kidushin, lav b'nei krisis ninu. So lav b'nei shtar shechur ninu. The napachlal, the arkos, the goyim, the napachlal, the parish of shtar shechur. So any psul daraisa, says Rashi, we learn lala. We're always going to learn shtar shechur from gerisha. For Zach, don't you see clearly that Rashi is holding that all psul daraisa are learned from the gzera shama? So that means Lab and Ekrisis, and Abataras. It means Mechuba. It means Shalol Shmatu. So how can Rebbe Kiva Ege be Medayek from Rashi later? Right, he's Medayek from the omission of Rashi. Right? He's Medayek from the omission of Rashi. Rashi leaves out Lolo when he talks about Shalol Shmatu. But maybe he should be Medayek from the commission of Rashi. Right? Sometimes there's an error of omission, and there can be an error of commission. And it's not an error. But why isn't he not Medayek from what Rashi does say? He's medayik from what he doesn't say, but he did say something remarkable. He said that every psul daraisa in Gerisha applies to shtar shechur through the gzera shava of lala. So doesn't that include shlo lishma? Shlo lishma is a psul daraisa. So what's the deal? The kiveger is shver. That was Zach's kasha. A kasha against the kiveger. The big guns going up against each other. So I wasn't sure what the answer was. I was thinking after Shia, that maybe Rashi just means kol psula daraisa. What does it mean kol? You know, rubo kakulo. It means, you know, almost all. That's what I was initially thinking. It doesn't really mean kol. Leaving no kfi. I just didn't feel happy with that. This morning, Kadosh Baruch Hu put an idea into my head. I think it's the emes of Pshat and Rashi. I think this is the Pshat. I think what Rashi is saying on the top, it's not that every psul daraisa by gerisha applies to shtar shechur based on the gzera shava. That's not what he means to say. What he really means to say is that there is no psul daraisa that applies to gerisha that wouldn't apply to shtar shechur. Not that we're learning every psul daraisa from the gzera shava, but there cannot be. There would be no psul daraisa by gerisha that wouldn't apply to shtar shechur based on the gzera shava of lala. Why? Because lala is a catch-all. It's a catch-all. It teaches me that there's this comparison between shtar shechur and gerisha. Not only that, it teaches me a comparison between eved and isha in general. The eved is chayav and mitzvah ki isha. Lola is just a catch-all that compares eved to isha, compares gerisha to shtar shechur. So it's not shayach, Rashi is saying. It's not shayach that a psul daraisa of gerisha would not apply to shtar shechur. So if we have a psul of eino b'toras, we have a psul of lav and ekrisis ninu, by isha, even if you don't have any mocker in shtar shechur to say that there should be such a psul. We'll see, Rashi actually learns the psul of Eino b'toras from the kasuv in Nasa. So he said, there is a gzeres ha-kasuv by Gedisha, right? Someone who's b'chalal nesin is b'chalal ksiva. That's what Rashi is going to say later. We'll get to it. That's actually an interesting Rashi. We'll get to it. So Rashi says, there is a mocker for Eino b'toras by Gedisha. But there's no mocker, there's no b'kasuv in Nasa by shtar shechur. There's no mocker to tell me that the din of Eino b'toras applies to shtar shechur. So comes Rashi and says, it doesn't matter. Because there's a gzera shava of lola, despite the fact that you don't have a makar, it's not shy to have a psul daraisa that's not going to apply to shtar shechur. If it applies to gerisha, it has to apply to shtar shechur, because there's always lola, and lola is the catch-all. That's all Rashi is saying. Rashi's not saying that shalol lishma is learned from, it's not from the gzera shava. It doesn't have to be learned from the gzera shava. If it can be learned from gufa the krah, if it can be learned from the word law, lo nitan law, by shtar shechur, so then you don't need the gzera shava for that. You don't need the gzera shava for that. Of course it's going to be learned from gufa d'kra. Rashi's just saying, something that can't be learned from gufa d'kra, you will still can learn it from the gzera shava. It's not shayach to have a psul daraisa that you're not going to learn from the gzera shava, because there is the gzera shava of lala, so why shouldn't you apply the psul daraisa? Reb Kiva Eger understood that in Rashi. He knew the Rashi. He understood that in Rashi, that was the pshat in the Rashi up top. And then he said to himself, well, look what Rashi does now. Rashi quotes the Gzera Shavah v'lala by Eino b'toras, and then he mentions it by Mechuba too, but leaves it out by Shalol Lishma, Halo Dover. Why does he do that? If Rashi is setting forth the Yisod that every psul daraisa by Gerisha has to apply to shtar shechur because of lala, so he should have just said that on top and left it. He doesn't have to say anything by Mechuba, because he said already that every psul daraisa is learned lala. What, he has to repeat himself? No, because Rashi is explaining every psul, when he feels he has to explain every psul. So he explains the psul of Eino b'toras, saying, there is no mokar by shtar shechur There's no mocker from Gufa the Kra Vashtar Shechar to tell me that there's a din of Eina B'Toras Vashtar Shechar. But the reality is, I'm going to learn Lola, because every Psal D'Oraisa has to be learned Lola. It has to apply to Shtar Shechar. That's what Rashi says there. By Mechuber, he feels compelled to say that we're learning the Psal of Mechuber Vashtar Shechar from Lola. But by Shalol Shema, he leaves it out. What that shows you is that Rashi felt the Psal of Shalol Shema is learned from Gufa the Kra Vashtar Shechar. It's not learned from the Zer Shav of Lola. Aye, but Rashi said earlier that every Psul D'Oraisa is learned Lola. No, he meant that there cannot be a Psul D'Oraisa that if you don't have a Gufa D'Kra would not be learned from the Gzera Shav of Lola, because that Gzera Shav is a catch-all. That's all he was saying. But since there is a Mokka from Gufa D'Kra by Shalol Lishma, I don't need the Gzera Shav of Lola. So that's the deal, but Rashi was learning the Psul of Shalol Lishma from Gufa D'Kra, not from the Gzera Shav of Lola. Zach?
Amazing.
You?
Amazing.
Baruch Hashem. Yeah, Danielle.
When if Rashi has this cache on the top, why does he mention Gamir and Lola Banachos? Why didn't he just leave it blank and we'll naturally attribute it to what he wrote on top? Like anything that isn't really a source for, so it doesn't really catch all. Why did he have to write it?
Why did he have to write it by Mechuber? What's the lashon? The pasuk of Tavar that says the pasuk of Nas Mishina Mechusar Alexiv and Asina. The Shichur Gamar Lola. So why do you have to say it over there? Okay, that much I'm not going to be able to answer. I mean, you could say it's a contrast from Shalol Lishma. He didn't say anything about Shalol Lishma, so like he wants the, you know, Shalol Lishma. You know the pesukim, so you'll figure out. Of course, it's possible because of love. But like, what happened? What happened to Mechuber? So even though he did say it on top, but that's not a repetition, really. It's not a repetition, really, because he wants to emphasize the point. To emphasize the point that despite the fact that we don't have a mukar, have a mukar in Shtar Shichur, they tell me Mechuba, but it's still possible because of Lola. I hear the kasha is better than the teretz, don't you? I'm not sure what the answer to that is. But I like your kasha, but it's not... It's not as difficult for me. Meaning it's difficult if Rashi makes a statement that every psul d'oraisa is learned lola, and we find that one is not. If someone's medayek, then one is not. So that's a problem. Why he says it twice? Why he says it even by mechuber that we learn from lola? Okay, Rashi always tries to explain things properly. You know, he's not overdoing it. It's a kasha, but I'm not sure that that's. Not sure what to say. Natano, yeah?
It could be Rashi wants to tell us where we learn the Mechuber is a psul by Gittin, and then
right.
Everyone tells us it's a psul by Gittin. How do we learn the Shtar Shechar?
So, but how do we not? But what do we need that for? He already told you, Kol Psul D'Oraisa,
right,
so we learn Lola.
It's like weird if he only tells us it's a psul by Gittin and doesn't say how it applies.
Right,
because
the Gemara is trying to say that they're right. Compared, so he's explaining the comparison. But by Shalol Lishma, he says, you know, Gerish and Shtar Shechar are compared. See, he wants, right, I guess so. That's the chorah. It's far pshuta. It's not as big a kasha as like the Rashi says. Every psul d'oraisa is learned from this, and it's not true. You know, if it's not true, then there's a problem. If he's just, you know, fleshing it out and explaining it, so I guess that's less shver. Yechiel.
So I just wanted to also try to answer his kasha. Maybe
what the Rashi?
No,
Zach's kasha.
Daniel's
kasha. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, maybe you might have got the law along. You might have had the hobby that it could have been the goof across itself in Shtar Shechar until you mentioned that Gamash Malan that you couldn't learn itself from.
But where does it say Mechuber by Shtar Shechar?
Well,
where does it say Mechuber by Shtar Shechar?
You can say maybe that once it says Venitam law, you have to give it, that has to be like one fluid process, but without that.
No, but you'd only think it's a fluid process if it also says the Ksiva, because that's because of Anasa, but it doesn't say Vikasa, so this idea of Mechusa Ktsitsa, so does that really apply by Shtar Shechar?
Avram? The Rambam says that.
The Rambam says what?
That you can learn from the Pasuk itself where it said Mechusa Ktsitsa Venasina by Shtar
Shechar. Right, you have the Rambam? That's why yesterday when I read the Rambam, I stopped for a moment after I read the part that was relevant. Anyone have a Rambam with them?
In fact,
when I read the Rambam, I stopped because he seemed to say the same by Mechuber. Yeah, yeah, I was troubled by that too. I didn't want to bring it up because I didn't want to complicate matters more than we had to. But now we have to. Okay, I got to think about that. I'm not sure. The Rambam says it's learned from the Guf of the Kra. It's learned from the Guf of the Kra. So why did Rashi think that it's not learned from the... What's the Guf of the Kra? What's he saying?
It says Benitam.
Nitam, but doesn't have a kasa, so what will you?
It can't be machlasa. It has to be only machlasa nesina, so therefore, if you also have to cut it, then it's not just machlasa nesina, it's also machlasa tzitzit.
Mm-hmm. If you have to write it, it's also machlasa tzitzit.
Interesting. It doesn't say because of the nasa. It's interesting. Okay, that's how the Rambam is learning. But Rashi, you could say Rashi is learning kepshuto. It doesn't really say it as mefurish as it says it by get. So Rashi would say it's not mefurish in gufa dekra. So therefore, we have to learn from lola. I'll concede that the Rambam is not learning like that. I'm sorry.
So maybe that's why Rashi didn't mention it because the fact
that did it mention what?
Lola, because the fact that it was open that the Rambam was able to say otherwise, Rashi didn't mention dafka that he holds it comes from lola.
Rashi what? Does mention Lola. What do you mean? Rashi
mentioned. I'm saying why. Meaning, Daniel was the whole thing that I was starting at.
To Bavar and the Rambam. Because it's again. Because you would think. Rashi just wants to tell us where we know it from. He's not trying to say. Does it matter if it's learned from Gufa Dekor, if it's learned from the Gzeres Shavah? He just wants to explain where it's learned from. But what I think, like the Rambam, so if he has to say it's learned from the Gzeres Shavah, it might not mean it. Like, what does it matter? I think it's just simpler to say that Rashi didn't think that it's in the Gufa Dekra. If you have the Lashon of the Rambam, I'd like to read it, but barring that, okay. You know what, let me take a look at the Rambam, and we'll see, maybe I'll mention it on Sunday, but I think we'll probably leave it the way it is. Okay, the Rambam thought it's learned from Gufa Dekra, and Rashi didn't think so. Rashi must not have thought so. Rabbi Kiva Eger would assume he must not have thought so, because if he did, then he wouldn't have mentioned La La by Mechuba, just like he didn't mention La La by Shalom Hashem. Okay, there's one final kasha that I want to discuss with you at this, you know, regarding this point, then we'll go weiter, and that is the kasha that the Pnei Yeshua is. Once we have Rabbi Kiva Eger being the Medayek and Rashi, and forget about the Diagon Rashi, the Rambam. The Rambam says Beferish that Shalom Hashem by Shtar Shechor is learned from La. The lashon of the pasuk b'shtar shichur. So the question that you have is, if you need law for gufa dekra, so what gives you the right to learn gzeir shavah b'chalal? We know there's a gzeir shavah lola meisha. So many comparisons, but the rule generally is that gzeir shavah has to be mufna. It has to be open. It has to be open mishnei tzadim. It has to be open in order to be able to learn that gzeir shavah. That's nocha drasha. If you need it for Gufa Dekra, if you need the word for Gufa Dekra, so it's not open to learn the Gzer Shav. So what gives you the right to learn the Gzer Shav? If you tell me that we're learning La La, okay, so La La is Mufna. But if you tell me that the word La by Tashtar Shechar is teaching me the Din of Shlo Lishma, and that makes the most sense. It's more mistaber to say that we're using the word for Gufa Dekra than to say we're using it for our Gzer Shavah. Gzer Shav is like a super drasha. But first, we're using it for Gufa Dekra before we use it for super drushes. So if you need it for Gufa Dekra, so what gives you the right to use it for Gzera Shava? It's not Mufna. It's the Chapela. It's really a Pela. That's the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha. So we have Diukim and Rashi. We have the regular read in the Rambam. But it's really Shver. Really Shver. Like, how can they learn this way? They just are learning this way because that's the Svara. It makes the most sense to them. You have to learn the Gufa Dekra before you learn it from Gzera Shava, but once you learn from the Gufa Dekra, so the Gzera Shava is not open, so how does the whole thing work? So come to Pnei Yeshua, and he has a Meridik Vor. He says, how do you know that the type of Shichra that we're doing with the Chetze Shichra Chetze Baskan, how do you know that that's a Shtar? What does the Pasuk say? O Chufsha lo nitan la. Chufsha. Chufsha just means Shichra, Chofesh. The Shichra was not given to her. Who says that that's Shtar? Maybe that's Kesef. Maybe it's Kesef. Maybe it's Chalipin, I should say. Right? Maybe there's some other mechanism. Right? There's some other mechanism that's being Meshachrer. The Shifa, who says that it's a Shtar? It doesn't say Shtar in the Pasuk. By get it says the Kasa of Law. You know there's a Ksiva. But here, it just talks about a Nesina. So how do you even know that it's a Shtar? How do you even know that it's a Shtar? That's what the Pnei Yeshua picks up on. Okay, but the Shtar Gufa loksiv b'kra. The Pashta Dekra, the Chuf Shalonitan, la lo mashu da'i b'shtar shichr. The Pashta Dekra, doesn't necessarily have to be talking about the Shtar Shichr, it could be talking about something else. How do you know it's talking about a shtar? How do you know b'chlal it's talking about a shtar? So Zokta Pnei Yeshua, you learn from the Gzera Shava that it's talking about a shtar. Since by Gerisha, the way that you divorce a woman is to a shtar, so by Shechur, you can only be a shachar ever to a shtar. So the way that we know that Chufsha in the Pasuk by Shechur Eved is talking about a shtar, something Gzera Shava of Lala. Right, so you can't say, oh, law is used for Gufa Dekra, law is used for Gufa Dekra to tell me the din of Shelo Lishma, but it can't be used for a Gzera Shava. No, I wouldn't even know that law is teaching me Ksiva Lishma if not for the Gzera Shava, because I wouldn't even know that the Chufsha involved is a shtar. I would think maybe there's some other mechanism that you're using to be Mashach of the Eved. So if I need the Gzera Shava to teach me the Guf of the Kra, you can't say, oh, once I use law for the Guf of the Kra, I can't learn the Gzera Shava. It's got to come together. Right? You have to say that law is teaching me Gzera Shava, because I can't get to first base without that. I can't get to learning the Guf of the Kra without the Gzera Shava. So that's what allows me, for Rashi and Aram, to say that I'm using law for the Guf of the Kra to teach me that the Shtar Shava has to be written Lishma, but at the same time, I can also use law for the Gzera Shava, because that Gzera Shava Gufa, the Gzera Shava itself, is teaching me the Gufa Dekra. Yes?
Wouldn't the question just flip then? And how can I use it, the Pasuk itself, if I'm learning, using it already for Gzera Shava?
No, because it's always more mistaber to use it for Gufa Dekra. Meaning, if the word is teaching me something, if the word is teaching me something, so then it should be used for the Gufa Dekra. I wouldn't use it for Gzera Shava if it could be used for Gufa Dekra. But it's just, I need the Gzera Shava the Torah was given together, right? I have the whole thing together. I need the Gzera Shava to help me learn the Gufei Dekra, right? But it's still a Gufei Dekra. I'm not going to say I'll learn the din of Shelo Lishma from the Gzera Shava. What do you mean I'll learn the din of Shelo Lishma? I don't need the Gzera Shava to teach me Shelo Lishma. It's learned from the Gufei Dekra, because once I know that you need a shtar, so then the shtar has to be Lishma from the word law.
So it's not considered to be used up.
It's not used up because basically it's like simultaneous. If I need the Gzera Shava to teach me the Gufei Dekra, So it's not a problem, despite the fact that it makes sense to use the Gufei Dekra over the Gzera Shava, but here, I don't get to the Gufei Dekra without the Gzera Shava. So that's why that's okay. Yes, Arya.
Didn't we see yesterday with the Sosamun Mozart that he said, Rabosa met Shtar? So
the what?
Didn't we say yesterday that Rabbi Sosamun Mozart said that Rabosa met Shtar?
Chufsha meant Shtar, but had it... He said that law is not going on Nitan law, but it's going on Chufsha. It's going on the Ksiva. Right? It's like he's jumping.
I think Yeshua is saying that.
But how does he know that Chufsha is going on the Shtar? Right? How does he know that? Comes to Pnei Yeshua and says, you know that only from law, because if not, well, how would you know that? Right? That's what he's suggesting. Rafi.
I don't know if it works so well, though, because like the Gzera Shava is teaching us about a different part of the law.
The Gzera Shava is helping me. It's almost like they're coming simultaneously. It's not that if the Gufa Dekra comes before the Gzera Shava, then it's done, it's finished. But if I need the Gzera Shava to get to the Gufa Dekra, so you can't say the Gufa Dekra preceded the Gzera Shava. I can't use law to teach me Gzera Shava if the Gufa Dekra preceded the Gzera Shava. But if they came at the same time, the Gzera Shava is helping me learn the Gufa Dekra, then the Gufa Dekra didn't precede the Gzera Shava, so then I can learn the Gzera Shava as well.
Part of the Gufa Dekra that we're learning out of that is in connection to the Gzera Shava. So, like, we're learning out of, like, the law has nothing to do with, like, the Gzera Shava explains to us what the Pasuk means, that's coming through a Shtar.
Right.
But the law part is completely independent of that. It's like a separate thing that we're learning out of there. Right? So that part isn't itself connected to the Gzera Shava, so I feel it's kind of difficult to say that they're kind of, like, coexisting when we're learning out of a different part of the Pasuk.
I hear what you're saying. You're saying the Gufa Dekra is only teaching me Shtar. It's not teaching me Lishma. It's not teaching me Lishma. It's not teaching me Lishma. Let's see the Lashon of the Pnei Yeshua. What does the Pnei Yeshua say? Ilav zera shava lo shayach lemidrash lo de eved leinin lishma akein lishtar shechur gufa lo ksiv the pashta de krodu chuf shalo nitan lo mashvada ayri bishtar shechur ilav ming zera shava de lo chuf shalo nitan lo mashvada ayri bishtar shechur He's like learning it as a unit. He's not just learning the word chufsha, right? He says the phrase chufsha lo nitan la, that phrase must be talking about shtar. That's learned from the Gzeres Shavim. It's learned from the Gzeres Shavim. He's viewing it as a phrase. You're saying chufsha is a separate unit, law is a separate unit. He's like viewing it as a phrase. So to interpret pshat in the pasuk, I can't interpret pshat in the pasuk without the Gzeres Shavim. So if I can't interpret pshat in the pasuk without the Gzeres Shavim, then you can't say, oh, I'm only going to interpret the pasuk, now it's talking about shtar, and law tells me lishma, and then I'm not going to be able to learn the Gzeres Shavim. The Gzeres Shavim is what's helping me translate the pasuk. So if the Gzeres Shavim is needed to translate the pasuk, then I can't get to any part of the pasuk in Gufei Dekra without the Gzeres Shavim. So that's okay, because it's happening simultaneously. The Gufei Dekra is not coming before. Okay, let's go on. So from the Gemara, you get the impression, clearly, that the Tzul of Shlova Shema applies equally to Gerisha and to Shtar Shecha. In fact, Tzos, why is that Tzul of Shlova Shema Bechla by Shtar Shecha? You learn it from Gufei Dekra, you learn it from Lala, but why should there be a problem of Shlova Shema at all? What does that mean? In fact, Tzos, we know that you can sell an Eved Kanani to someone else. There's no need to have Lishma in that Shtar. Let's say you sell it with a Shtar. You can sell it with Kesef too, sell it with Khalifin also. Right, the Gemara on Daf Lamed Tes Amid Beis has a whole discussion. What kinyanim can you use to sell an Eved Kanani? Not so clear. But let's assume that you can use a shtar and chalipin and kesef. It's not just, right? It's not just kesef. You can use a shtar. But when you use a shtar, so what kind of a shtar is it? That's a shtar kinyan. Shtar kinyan. If you sell the Eved to someone else with a shtar, it's a shtar kinyan. No need to have lishma. Just like if you write a shtar matana to someone, there's no need for lishma, right? A shtar mecher, a shtar matana, there's no lishma. So a shtar kinyan of an eved ivri, a shtar haknah, right? You sell an eved b'shtar to someone else, you don't need lishma. So why can't you write a shtar kinyan to the eved himself? Why can't you write a shtar kinyan to the eved himself? Why do you need lishma for it itself? The Gemara in Gittin on Daf Tesam Beis writes the Farish that you need lishma by shtar shechem. It says it. But the Tzor says, why? Why? After all the dust settles, what the mucker for this dinner Shlo Lashon by Shtar Shecher is, but the question is, why do you even need it? Why can't you write the Shtar Shecher to the Eved himself? Write the Shtar Shecher and give it to the Eved without Lishma. If it's a Shtar Shecher, a Shtar Kinyan, just like you can sell the Eved to someone else to a Shtar Kinyan, it doesn't have to be Lishma, you can sell the Eved to himself with a Shtar Kinyan, which doesn't have to be Lishma. What are you going to tell me, Frank the Tzor? Right, according to us, right, if we paskin against Shmuel that a mafkir avdo lo yotzal acheres, someone who's mafkir is eved, so the eved no longer has to work, the kinyan mammon is paka, the kinyan mammon falls away, but the kinyan issa still exists. He needs a get shechur in order to be matir him bebas chorin. Right, what are you going to tell me that a shtar kinyan is not going to finish the job? If you sell him to someone else, you're only transferring the Kenyan moment. The Kenyan Issa remains the same. But if you're going to sell the Eved to himself, so to speak, if you're going to be Mishachim with the Shtar Kenyan, it's not going to work completely. It's only going to work for the moment. It's like Mafkir Avdo, but he still needs to get Shecher to be Matrim Bevas Chorin. He says, but the problem is not everyone agrees. Shmuel holds a Mafkir Avdo Yotzel Acher, it's Vain Tzor Get Shecher. So even if Lididan, even if according to the Cholkim on Shmuel, we can understand why you can't use a Shtar Kinyan to be Meshacher the Eved, to sell him to himself, because it doesn't finish the job, but according to Shmuel, it should finish the job. Once you get rid of the Mammon, if you give the Eved a Shtar Kinyan, right, he's Kona himself in the Mammon, so then the Issa Sama falls away according to Shmuel. Mafkar Avdo Yotzel Echer Zvein Tzorak Et Shecher. The Kinyan Issa flows from the Kinyan Mammon according to Shmuel. So according to Shmuel, the Gemara is Shvev. The Gemara doesn't say that this is dafka according to the Cholkim on Shmuel. According to Shmuel, how can the Gemara and Daftes say that Shtar Shecher has to be Lishma? It doesn't have to be Lishma, just write a Shtar Kinyan. It should work, me, didn't Shtar Kinyan? Because once you get rid of the Kinyan Mammon, then the Kinyan Issa should fall away. This is the Kasha of the Ktes. So to answer this Kasha, the Ktes comes out with a fundamental Yisai. Mamash a fundamental Yisai. This is the Ktes in Simen Reish, Sivkot and Hay. Mamish, one of the top 10 for sure, maybe one of the top 5 tzos. It's a big competition. We're talking to say between Kupay Ches and Ray. I don't like to, you know, choose tzos. They're all great. They're all great. Simon Aleph, Sukkotan Aleph is also good. But these are like world famous tzos. I think in Gittin, Simon Reish, Sukkotan Hay is probably number one. I think this is like the most famous tzos in Gittin. Because it's so fundamental to the essence of Get and how the Get works. What does the tzos say? What's the answer to this kasha? What's the answer to this kasha that Shtar Shichur has to be Lishma? So tzos says, well, we got to take a step back. Got to take a step back and understand how Shtar Shichur works. How Shtar Shichur works, how Gerisha works, how exactly is the Gerishim Chalmi? How is the Shichur going to be Chalmi? What does he mean? So he says, you know, there's a very simple question that you have to ask yourself. Right? We just asked a question about Shtar Shichur, why does it have to be Lishma? It could serve as a Shtar Kenyan. I'm going to ask you a different question. How can a woman be Miskareshes through Nesina Segev? The Pasuk says in Asa B'Yodah, Pasuk says that you give it to her, put it in her hand. And the Gemara in the 8th Perek, Hazorik, says that you don't have to give it into her hand, you can put it in her chatzah too. So what happens? She gets it in her hand, she gets it in her chatzah, and she's the Gereshes. And how does that happen? So presumably, Pashup Shad is, when you put it into her hand, she's calling it the get. And when she's calling it the get, so then she's the Gereshes. In fact, the Gemara, that can't be. Because we know that Yad Isha Kiyad Baila, that everything a woman acquires, the husband acquires. And the same is true by an Eved. Yad Eved Kiyad Rabo. Everything that the Eved Kanaini acquires, not an Eved Ivri, anything that the Eved Kanaini acquires belongs to the other. So if Yad Eved Kiyad Rabo and Yad Isha Kiyad Baila, so there's no way that you can give the Shtar Shichur and the Get Isha to the Eved and to the Isha, and they're going to acquire it. Because the moment that they acquire it, the other and the Baal acquire it back. So nothing happened here. The only way that the woman can be Megureshes is if she acquires the get. But you can't acquire the get, because until she's Megureshes, everything she acquires goes back to the husband. So it's a catch-22. The only way that the Eved could be Meshuchar is if he acquires the get. But if he acquires the get, then the other acquires the get. So you can't get the first base. Right? You can't get started. Right? He can only acquire, to say it even deeper, right? What's the Tzos saying? The Eved can only acquire the Shtar Shichur if he has a Yad. But he only acquires his yad through the shtar shechra, through the chalol shechra. He has to acquire the shtar, but he also has to acquire his yad. He can't have one without the other. So how do you get started? It's a vicious cycle. How do you get started? So Zokta Gemara is so that the only way that shtar shechra of Eved Kanaani and Gerisha work is gito v'yado bo'en ke'echad, gito v'yado bo'en ke'echad. That's what it is, that the get and the yad come at the same time. The kasha is, how can they acquire the get and the shtar without a yad? The answer is they get the yad at the same time, simultaneously, with the chalos gerish and with the chalos shif. That's what you said. That's the gemara. This is not the ktos. This is all gemara. Gemara and daf ayin zayin. Ayin zayin on the base in Hazarik. Says the ktos, what would be if you tried to be makna a shtar matana to someone in the same way? Let's say I want to be makna a chotzer. Reuven wants to be makna a chotzer to Shimon. Through shtar. He's going to put the shtar matana into the chotzer. He's going to say, by acquiring the shtar matana, you're going to acquire the chotzer too. Does that work? Would we say that shtaro v'chatzero boin ke'echad, just like gito v'yelo boin ke'echad and Gita V'yada Boin Ka'achas, right? Boin Ka'achas. Would we say that or not? So Zakat tells us, I don't think so. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. By Shtar Matan, it's not going to work. That's how he begins, Nistapakti. And he has a subject. What's the Din by Shtar Matan? That's really what it's doing there. I mean, what's Gerisha Shtar Shichur Choshen Mishpat? Like, what's this in the Ktos for? No, the Ktos is talking about Shtar Matan. It's talking about Shtar Matan. He said, Nistapakti Beruven Shinasan Shtar Matan L'Shimon Al Beso. That's his sofik, a clarin ktsos. So what does he do? Something you write from Gittin. Yeah, he knew kol atar kula. The ktsos knew kol atar kula. So when the ktsos was written, it was like barkai. It's like a burst of light. But I think Kimdumani that Tosaf Choshen went to the Yeshuas Yaakov to get a haskam on the Sefer. Yeshuas Yaakov took the Tzos. He said, I'll look it over. So he looked it over in the night, and then they came in the morning. They saw that the Yeshuas Yaakov is like dancing around the Sefer, like they looked in the windows. He's dancing around the Sefer. What's the Rebbe doing? He said, I haven't seen a Sefer like this in my life. It's like unbelievable. And the Tzos Choshen, amazing. And still, I mean, it stood the test of time. You know, hundreds of years later, it's still it's a main sefer in the yeshivas. Amazing. So the Ketos says, well, the Gemara Gittin says, Bito v'yalei b'ayin ke'echad, so why shouldn't I say that by Ishtam HaTanatum? It says it's very partial. There's a big difference. How does Bito v'yalei b'ayin ke'echad work? The Kasha was, there's a catch-22. He can't acquire his yad till he acquires the Ishtam. She can't acquire her yad till she acquires that. So what do you tell me? Magic. It all works simultaneously. But how does that work? What does that mean? You still can't have one before the other. So they can happen simultaneously? How exactly does that work? So Ketos says that this is sowed in this Gemara. Gemara is not saying that as long as one doesn't precede the other, it's okay. As long as everything happens simultaneously, it's okay. No. This is sowed the Gemara is sharing with us, and that is that you don't need Haknoas haget in order for the woman to be megureshes. That's really the yesod. The yesod is the nasan biyada is to be understood literally. That what you need for the gerushin to be chal is a mais and a sina. Just the physical act of giving the get to the woman, putting it in her hand, putting it in her chotzer. That's all. That's enough. You don't need a kinyan. You don't need a hakna. In order for the shtar shechot to be chal, you don't need a hakna to the hand of the evan. All you need is just a mais and a sina ba'alma. Just like by Isha. Lala, it's the same thing. All you need is a mice and a sina. He says, you don't need a hakna. You don't need a hakna. He says, and this is not just my svara chitzona. It's mafurish like that. He quotes two blockbuster rayas to this yisod. What are the rayas? First of all, what? Anyone? What's the raya? Yisra'ana, okay, right. What's is that the first raya? Bakarcha, right? Which one is the first one? Bakarcha is the first one. We know Minat Torah, one can divorce a wife, Bakarcha. Rabbeinu Gershom made a chayim that you can't. But on a Daraisa level, one can divorce a wife, Bakarcha. Heichon matzinu kinyan Bakarcha, practic tzos. There's no kinyan Bakarcha. You can't force someone to be kona something. It must be that she doesn't have to be kona. All you need is an asina. So if he throws it into her chatzah, she says, no, I don't want it. He throws it into her chatzah, balkarcha, it works. Aye, but she's not kona. She doesn't have to be kona. What's more, says the Ketos, there's no zechia be'isuri hana. You can't be kona isuri hana. Orla, kiliakeren, chametz bepesach, right? All isurim, most macholas asuras are only asur ba'achil. But there are a few that are asur ba'hana too. Says the Ketos, he quotes from a Rashba in a tshuva, that there's no zechia be yisurayana. You can't be zoch in yisurayana. There's no kin. You can't be koni yisurayana. If it's also ba'na, it doesn't have a shame moment. You can't be zoch in such a thing. But we know there's a din of lochem, right? Lokachtem lochem, that the dalad minim have to belong to you. So the Mishnah in Sukkah, Daf Lamed Hei, says, esug shal orla is possible. Esuk shal orla is possible to be yotze the mitzvah d'alaminim. Why? So Gemara says it can't be lochem. So a group of Rishonim explain that's because there's no zechiyah b'yisrael. You can never own it, so it's never going to be lochem. It's not going to be yours. Can't be. The Mishnah in Kedushna Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis says mekadesh b'yisrael anah ena mekadesh. Someone who's mekadesh in isha with orla, with kilei akerem, with chametz pesach, it's null and void. It's not going to work because you can't own yisrael anah. It's not shalom. The Kiddushin have to be, a person has to be Makarish and Isha, Bekesef Shalom. It's not Shalom, because he can't have Zechiyah. He doesn't own the Suriyana. So you're not giving her something from you. Arla is Tam, it's a fruit. But it doesn't belong to you. Aye, but it's coming from my tree. It doesn't matter, it's Suriyana. So you never akona that fruit. So you can't be Makarish and Isha with that fruit. Tok the Ktsos, a get can be written on Suriyana. That's the Gemara of Chof. The Gemara in Daf Chav says that Kosva al Yisurayana Kosha. If you write the get on, I don't know, Orla, on Kiliakaren, whatever, on an Ola Shal Orla or Kiliakaren, We can use that get. But she can't be called in that get. There's no zechia b'yisrael in us. How does the whole thing work? So up the tzos, the answer is v'nosan b'yada means exactly what it says. That you need a nesina. Nesina, not hakna. Nesina, not hakna. That's the yisrael from this tzos. That's the famous yisrael. This, shalol l'shma yishtar shikra, that's what the tzos is really talking about. But that's not what people take out from the tzos. What's famous about this tzos is that the tzos has a yisrael. The v'nosan b'yada doesn't mean that you give it to the isha. You give the gerisha to the woman and she has to acquire the get in order to be divorced. No. Just the Nesina alayin. The Nesina itself is enough. And that's why Bal Korcha works, and that's why Yisrael Noah works, because she doesn't have to be called anything. It says the Tzos, that's why Gita B'yada B'yin Ke'echad and Gita B'chatzera B'yin Ke'echad work. Because if you really needed a kinyan, so then it's a stira m'nei ubein. She has to be kona her yad at the same time that she's kona the get. You can't have one kinyan without the other. You can't have one kinyan before the other. So doing it simultaneously is not going to help you. It's still a stira. Because you really need one before the other, he says. Right? Each one requires the other. You can't say they work simultaneously. How do they work simultaneously? They can't. You need one first, right? She first has to get the yad before she acquires the get. How can it be simultaneous? He says, I'll tell you why. Because you only need a nesina here anyway. So the way that you have the nesina is if she's kona her yad. She doesn't have to have two kinyonim, which are mutually exclusive of each other. She only needs one kinyon. She has to be kona her yad. The Eved Kenani has to be kona his yad. But they also have to be kona the shtar, the get. No, they only need a nesina. So nesina and kinyon, that you can have simultaneously. Two kinyonim that are mitla toli the koi, you know, toli on each other, that's a stira. If the kinyonim are totally on each other, then you can't say that simultaneously they're both chal. They can't be chal at all. One has to be chal before the other. But if the pshat is that I just need a nesina letoch yada, so then you can say, at the same time that you have a nesina, you'll have a kinyon of yad. That's basically what the yisod of the ktos is. That the nesina and the kinyon. I can have a nesina and a kinyon of asachas. I can have two kinyonim of asachas. That's how the Achronim explain this, the Imre Moshe, the Sefer Imre Moshe, Moshe Sokolovsky, we quoted him before. I think that's his beer in the Ktzos. That really what the Ktzos is saying is you don't need two kinyonim, you need a kinyon plus an asina. That can work simultaneously. Two kinyonim, that's going to be a steer. So comes the Ktzos and says, by shtar matana, you can't say shtarov v'chatzera bo'en ke'echa, because they need two kinyonim. For a shtar matana to work, you have to be kona the shtar matana. There's no v'nosan b'yoda. Nesina is not enough. You have to acquire the shtar. If you have to acquire the shtar, then you need two kinyonim. You need two kinyonim. Then it doesn't work. Ba'in ka'achas. It doesn't work. Ba'in ka'achas. That answers the sofik of the tzos. Let me just come full circle, okay? Zop the tzos, this can now answer our shayla. It's beautiful to learn the tzos, but that's not what we're here for. We're here to answer the Tzos' kasha. Our Gemara assumes that a shtar shichur shalol l'shma is possible. In fact, the Tzos, why should it be possible? Let it work midin shtar kinyan. Let it work midin shtar kinyan. And to fine-tune that better, he says, according to Shmuel, that mafkir av liyotz l'cheres v'ein tzor get shichur, let it work midin kinyan. Because once he gets the shtar kinyan and the mammon falls away, then the Israel will fall away too. So at least according to Shmuel, there's no reason why shtar shichur shalosh shma shouldn't work. What's the answer to that, Akasha? It's up to Ktzos, I'll tell you the answer. If you're going to try to be mishachar the eved, midin shtar kinyan, then it's never going to get off the ground. Because you can't say gito v'yodah v'yodah v'yodah. Because the shtar kinyan has to be nikneh to the lokeh, the kona has to acquire that shtar king, right? The only shtar that you don't have to acquire is a gerisha, and anything that's compared to a gerisha. So if you're going to be mishachra the eved, not with a shtar king, but with a shtar shichra, meaning a shtar that's like a gerisha, that's derived lola from a gerisha, if it's a shtar shichra derived from gerisha, then lola teaches me nesina is enough for the shtar shichra. But if you're going to say, forget the special halacha of shtar shichra, let's just use the din of shtar kinyan, shebeshichra, let's use shtar kinyan here. That's not going to work. Because if it's a shtar kinyan, then the eved has to acquire it. And if he has to acquire it, then you're not going to be able to say gito v'yada b'ayin ke'echa. Because then there are two kinyan that are contradicting each other. He has to be kona his yad, but he has to be kona the shtar too. And he can't be kona the yad before he's kona the shtar. So it's never going to work. it's never going to work, says the Tzaddik. It's never going to work. So that's why you need Lishma. Because Shtar Kinyan, if you're going to give the Shtar directly to the Eved, and it's going to work within Shtar Kinyan, then it's not going to happen because you can't say Gita V'yada Banka Echa. And Shtar Shikha only works through Gita V'yada Banka Echa. So says the Ktos, that's why you need a Shtar Shikha that's going to work like a Gerisha. And for such a Shtar Shikha, the scene is enough. If the scene is enough, then you'll say Gita V'yada Banka Echa, and it'll be able to be Chal. Adds the Ksos. Oh, if this is the answer, then I have a few pointers, he says. If this is the answer, I have a few pointers. Like, this is like, you know, hand on the door. At the end of the Ksos, he's like, he's going to add a couple of knetch, you know, a couple of things at the end. What does he say? The Ksos says, he says, first of all, of course, if you write a Shtar Matana on the Surah Anah, it's not going to work. Because you need Kinyanim. You need a Tirikona, the Shtar Matana. Just like it's not going to work to put the Shtar Matana in the Chatzah, like he said, because Gita V'chatzir Banka Echad is not going to work. So too, writing it on the Surah Anah, it's not going to work either. The only time Yisur HaNah is going to work and Gita V'yada Banka Echad is going to work is by Gerisha and by Shtar Shichur, because their Nesina is sufficient. Nesina is sufficient. Nesina is sufficient. But if you do a Shtar Kinyan is not going to work. Says the Ktzos, but there is one kind of Shtar Kinyan, a Shichur Eved, which will work through a Shtar Kinyan. What's that? Anyone? What's that? If it's a shtar al yidei acher, you give a shtar to someone else to be zocha on behalf of the Eved. Lefi what? Lefi the rabbanon. Lefi the rabbanon that shichra avodim is a zchus zocha ladam shlavafana. So if you give the shtar to a third party, you tell the person, I want you to be zocha in this shtar for the Eved, and that can work. But be kon it. He does have the ability to be kon. He's a regular yisra. This has the ktos, a shtar yidei acherim will work by Eved. Right? A shtar yidei acherim, and as he say this, mamish at the tail end. If he's a shtar yidei acherim, kona nafshei. He'll be able to be kona, because the third party is going to be zocha on his behalf. If the third party is zocha, there's no problem of gito v'yada banka echad. We don't need the yad of the Eved over here. The person has a yad. So if the person, the third party, has a yad, then the Eved will be Zocha. Like, he'll be Zocha for the Eved. The Shtar Kinyan will work. But says the Ktzos, Elisha Osu B'Baschorin. What does he mean? He's saying, according to us, we paskin against Shmuel. We say that Mafter Avdo Yotzel Lecheres, but Tzarek and Shechrer, there's a split between the Kinyan Mammon and the Kinyan Isser. Even if you get rid of the Kinyan Mammon, you still have to give a Shtar Shechrer to get rid of the Kinyan Isser. So if you give the Shtar to a third party, you give the shtar kinyan. Shalol lishma. Shtar shichra shal. Can a shtar shichra shalol lishma work according to the Ktos? The Ktos says yes, there is one case. If you give it to a third party. If you give it to a third party, the shtar shichra will work, but not completely. It'll work for the moment. It'll work for the moment. Because you can sell the mammon of the Eved Kanani. You can sell the mammon to someone else. You can sell the mammon to himself also. If you give it al yidei acher. But the Isser, his status of Isser, that's not going to be affected by the Shtar Kinyan. Now, we pask him that just because the Kinyan Mammon falls off, that doesn't get rid of the Kinyan Isser. Mafker Abdu Yasal Cheres, but Tzarek et Shechem. So Ashtar Ayyadei Acherem, Zakhtar Tzos, will get rid of the Kinyan Mammon, but he's still Asa Babas Chorin, until he gets the Shtar Shechem. This is the Tzos, Sin Reish Sukkot. Okay, so the Ktzos is a fundamental yisod that Shtar Shichra and Gerisha only require Nesina, they don't require Kinyan. Because they only require Nesina, that's why Gito V'yodo Boin Ke'echad, Gito V'chatzera Boin Ke'echad work. And Shtar Kinyan to the Eved, trying to give a Shtar Kinyan to the Eved, giving a Shtar Shichra Shalol Lishma, which is only going to work as a Shtar Kinyan, if you give it directly to the Eved, it's not going to work. Because he there are two kinyanim that are mutually exclusive, but if you give it to a third party, then that will work for the Eved, at least to take away his kinyan lama. Yes?
Why would Shmuel agree to this Ayda Acher? He said...
Why would he agree to
Ayda Acher? Meaning he said that...
Right. So if you're mafkir ad liyos lecheir, so the pshat is that if you give the kinyamamun to the eved, how do you do that? If you makna the echerim to the eved, this kinyamamun. So once the kinyamamun falls away, then the kinyan issa should be paka too.
So how can we say that when you mafkir that you're fully? What's the difference between giving it to ayda echerim and you're only half free and mafkir when you're fully free according to Shmuel?
No. I'm saying this half free is not going according to Shmuel. This hair free is going according to us who are cholik on Shmuel. Shmuel would say the whole thing would work, right? Shmuel would say if you maknai the achayim, then the kinyamamun falls away and everything is gone. I think that Tos here, he asked his kasha because according to Shmuel, it's mamish shver. It's not shver according to us because you could have, his original kasha was, why does the shtar shev have to be lishma? Let it be shol lishma and it'll work me din shtar kinyan. So he says, and don't answer me, it taka works. It just doesn't help for the iser. Says, okay, that's good for us, but that's not going to help for Shmuel. Right? So he's saying, Lamaisa, the Shtar Kinyan would work, even according to us, halfway. Right? But to make it work fully, you have to have the Din Shtar Shikra, it's not enough to have the Shtar Kinyan. Okay, I see the hands are flowing here. Okay. Aidan.
For
his
first
raya,
that there's no such thing as a Kinyan Bar Karcha, what about Yavama?
You're right. It's exactly the same. Yivama yava ola afilu bakach. It's a Gemara in Yivamas in the sixth pack. If not for the exact cost, I wouldn't think that that's possible. So the svar of pshut is that you can't do it.
So at the end, he's kona of the Kenyan, the evidence kona of the Kenyan mammon, but he still needs a shkar shikr.
He's kona through Acher.
So now, but now he's like
now he wouldn't have
himself.
To work. He wouldn't have to work.
Right. So why can't he free himself with the Shtar Shikr to himself? Kind
of? No, but the Shtar Shikr has to come from the other.
But he's now the other because he owns.
He only owns himself vis-a-vis Mammon, but not vis-a-vis Isser. Right? Kinyan Isser means that the other. What do you mean Kinyan Isser? Kinyan Isser. It's like a steer of an obey. No, Kinyan Isser means that the other is in control of the Isser status of the Evan. So even if he gives up the Kinyan Mammon, but he's still in control of the Isser status. So the other has to give a shtar shikra to the eved in order for it to be in order for that issue status to be changed.
Somebody else were to be koneh this through this. Let's say it wasn't to the eved. The adon sold the eved to somebody else. Right. Now that new adon is also in charge of the status.
Yeah. Well, of course, you sell everything. You can sell everything to someone else.
So how come the eved himself? I still like. Why wouldn't he be part of that?
No, because the Eved, you're saying if he sells it to the third, if he gives a Shtar Kinyan to the third party?
Right.
No, but if it's only a Shtar Kinyan, if it's not written, Lishma. So if it's not written Lishma, it's not a Shtar Shikr, it's only a Shtar Kinyan. Not written Lishma, it can't do anything to the Issa. So it can't do anything to the Issa, it's only going to wipe away the Mama, but not the Issa.
But if a third party were to purchase the Eved through Shtar Kinyan and it wasn't Lishma, he wouldn't have the ability to give a shtar shikr either.
I'm saying, no, if the person
saying it's only for Eved that he's only kind of the mama. But if the adon were to sell it to a different person, the different person would be
because there's a difference between being kona the Kenyan Isser and wiping out the Kenyan Isser. When you sell it to someone else, he's still muta b'shifcha and asa b'baschor. Here we want him to become muta b'baschor. We want to change his status of Kenyan Isser. That needs a shtar shikr.
Okay, so the Eved is not kone the ability to change status when he's kone the Kenyan Mammon.
You're saying, why shouldn't he be kone the Kenyan Isser? Now he should be in control of his own.
And then he could just free himself.
No, but that's like a steer of an Eved, right? An Eved can't be in control of himself. Because by definition, avdus means that you're not in control. So you can't acquire the Kenyan Isser. You can't acquire the Kenyan Isser. The only way to wipe out the Kenyan Isser, the only thing the Eved can have is that the Kenyan Isser is going to fall away. He's not going to be able to be Kone his Kenyan Isser. Because he's not going to be an Adon. That's the din. There's nothing I can do about that. Right? The Eved can't own his own Kenyan Isser. It's not really that you say he owns his Mammon. You can wipe away the Mammon. You can mafkir him. If you mafkir him, so then the Kenyan Mammon falls away. But to change the status of Kenyan Isser, the Eved needs a Shtar Shicha. That's the halacha. That's the halacha. One more. Yeah, Tovia.
When you have this third party that's acquiring the Shtar Kenyan for the Eved,
yeah.
Why doesn't, in that scenario, the Shtar just go right back to the Adam? It goes to the third party, it goes to the Eved, and it goes back to the Adam.
It doesn't go to the it doesn't go to the Eved. The person is Zocha. The person is Zocha on behalf of the Eved, because the person has a Yad. So once he has a Yad, then he can be Zocha in that Shtar. He can be Zocha in that Shtar on behalf of the Eved. You're right, it does go to the Eved. The Eved is Kona it. But how's he Kona it? He's Kona it because someone who has a Yad is able to be Kona for him. The Eved doesn't have an independent Yad. So he wouldn't be able to be Kona it himself, but someone else who has an independent Yad can be Kona it on behalf of the Eved. Okay. One final Nakuda in the Sukkah. So what did Rashi say over here? What did Rashi say? This is on the Gemara of Psula de Rabban. Right, the Gemara says the only Psula we mentioned comparisons between Shtar Shechur and Gerisha are Psula de Rabban and not Psula de Reis. This is Moluch Humevi is de Rabbanan and Ekusi is de Rabbanan. And then Rashi says, has a very interesting comment. He says, "Lakame parech v'ha arkos psula daraisa." Arkos is the third thing mentioned over here, so it's very nice. You say the first one is darabon and the second is darabon, but the third one is daraisa. So, what kind of an answer is this on the Gemara? That's the Gemara's kasha. Gemara asks something. We'll get to it in Mitzvah Shem. But Rashi has an eye-opening comment here. He says the Gemara will ask v'ha arkos psula daraisa. Why is it a psula daraisa? Why is arkos a psula daraisa? You have Goyim from Arkos signing on Gitei Noshin. Why is it possible? He says, "Sha'ein Dusan Kosher Lefi Sha'ein on Betoras Gitin VeKidushin VeRachmana Amar VeKasa VeNasan MiShiYeshna BeChal Nisina Yeshna BeChal Ksiva." He says the Goyim are possible. It's a psul daraisa because ain't a Betoras Gitin VeKidushin. Where do we see that in Rashi? That's what he said up top. Same idea. Right, Rashi said up top. The Rashi, Zach's Rashi. Like this, from now on, it's going to be known. It's Zach Hamid's Rashi. Rashi the Vassal Chutz says that Akol Shel Goyim Apostle forgiven with Yedusha, forgiven because there ain't a Betoras given with Yedusha. That's what Rashi quotes over here. That's a Psul Daraisa in a Betoras. V'hochi Mefarish B'Perek Shein. This is what the Gemara says B'Perek Shein. It ain't a Betoras given with Yedusha. And if it tries to get me kiddushin, it's possible. That's a psul. It's a psul daraisa. So Rashi says the psul daraisa of our kos is that ena b'tarz get me kiddushin. Rachmana ame v'kasa v'nasan agzeres hakasa mishayeshna b'chal nesina yeshna b'chal ksiva v'hachim mefarish v'perek shen. So this Rashi is pillar plan from beginning to end. First of all, what does it mean v'hachim mefarish v'perek shen? This drasha of v'kasa v'nasan is in perek shen. There's no such drasha quoted in Perek Sheni. Well, what is Perek Sheni talking about? Perek Sheni, they quote there's an Ibaya there. Can an Eved Knaini be a Shliach LeKabbalah? Eved Ma'u Sheye Osa Shliach LeKabbalah Gerisha Miyad Baila. Can an Eved Knaini be a Shliach LeKabbalah for a get? And what's the Maskona? Asi quotes Rabbi Yochanan, the what? Eina eved nasa shliach lekabel gerisha miyad b'ayla lefi she'eina b'tar is getting v'kidushin. So first of all, it doesn't say because of anasan in the Gemara in the second parak. But where did Rashi get this mocha from? It doesn't say because of anasan. It sounds like it's a svara pshuta. It sounds like it's a svara pshuta. And in fact, Rashi in Kiddushin says that it's a svara. Rashi on daf mem aleph amid beis in Kiddushin, where it also talks about Eina b'toras, Rashi says, "Lufisha eino, alma lo boyikra, the misvara islan the meimer, the midid lo shayach bein lo misaved alei shliach." Can't be a shliach in something that he's not shayach to. If you're not shayach to this parasha, don't get involved. It's not for you. It's a svara. It's not for kosav anasan. So why does Rashi have a kosav anasan over here? What's more, the case in the second parak is not talking about ksivas and chasimas again. Rashi is saying that How do I know that goyim apostle to sign the get? Because there ain't a betar is giving a kiddushin, even if there are kos, there ain't a betar is giving a kiddushin. V'hochim mefarish b'perek shein. Perek shein is not talking about that goyim apostle for chasimas again. He's talking about that in Eved Kenayin he can't be a shliach lekavol. He's apostle for the shlichus on the nesinas again. It's apostle for the shlichus on the nesinas again. So what does Rashi mean? V'hochim mefarish b'perek shein. Perek shein is talking about shlichus on nesinas again. It's not talking about. It's not talking about the ksiv and the chasima at all, and it sounds like it's just a svara pshuta. It's just a svara ba'alma. It's not learned from a gzera sakosim. It's not learned from a gzera sakosim. So what is Rashi? What is Rashi saying over here? What is Rashi saying over here? Now Yeshua wants to suggest. I'm going to say a little bit differently than him. A little bit simpler. But he wants to suggest, of course Rashi knew that this is only a svar pshuta. The idea of Eino B'toras is that someone who's not shayach to something, so you can't be involved in that. Whatever Maisa we're talking about, right, it's a svar pshuta that if you're not shayach to get into Kiddushin, so then you can't do a Maisa Gerishin. That's a davar pashut. He didn't need the kos of the nasa to teach me the din of Eino B'toras. Rashi in Kedushin says Beferish, it's a Svara, it's not learned from the Kasav and Asan. It's not learned from the Kasav and Asan. When he says Hachim Beferish Beperek Sheni, he means the din of Eina Bataris from Meshna Perek Sheni. But it's learned from a Svara, you don't need the Kasav and Asan there. The Gemara there is talking about the Maisa Gerishin. Someone who's not Bataras Gerishin, Avada can't do the Maisa Gerishin. It's a Svara Pshuta. Why does Rashi need the Kasav and Asan over here? Because here we're talking about chasimas again, we're not talking about the gerishim. We're not talking about the ma'isa gerishim. We're not talking about the nesina. Shliach lekabal in the nesina. We're talking about chasimas again. And chasimas again, you'd have a hava mina to think that maybe Eino B'toras is not a problem. In chasimas again, you'd have a hava mina. Says Rashi. Rashi had a hava mina. That maybe by chasimas again, Eino B'toras is not a problem. Eino B'toras is not a problem. Why? Because what are the Eide Chasima doing? The Eide Chasima signing onto a shtar. What's their status? Are they doing something in Gittin V'Kiddushin? Is this Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar? Is this an Eidus of Gittin V'Kiddushin? We've discussed this at great length. It could be that Eide Chasima are just an Eidus L'Ashvuy Eshtara. They're just making the shtar. They're making the shtar. But it's not an Eidus of Gittin V'Kiddushin. It's almost, just to make a dimmi, it's almost like a Hechsher to the Maisa Gittin V'Kiddushin. I'm not saying that. I don't mean it's only a Hechshon. Obviously, if you hold Eide Chasima Karsi, it's an Iker. But it's not the actual Maisa Gerishin. It's a Shvuy Eshtara, then making the Shtar. And if all they're doing is making the Shtar, then according to Rashi, you would have thought that they could make the Shtar. Why? Because Be'emes Goyim Awad Dekoshel Eidus Minat Torah. So if all we need them is to be Eidin La Shvuy Eshtara, that you would think maybe they'd be kosher. Maybe the svara of Eino B'toras shouldn't apply. Okay, they're not b'shayach to gerish, but so what? If all we need them is just lashvi yeshtara, and we know minat Torah Rashi l'shitaso, Rashi understands that goyim are kosher minat Torah le'edus, so you would think lashvi yeshtara, they should be kosher also. Because we're not up to the gerishim, we're not up to the ma'isa gerishim. So maybe lashvi yeshtara, they should be kosher. So Rashi name. So Rashi, from the cause of an asan, we see that someone who's not bechlal nesina can't be bechlal ksiva either. So Rashi's the cause of an asan is not the makor for Eino B'toras. Avada Rashi understood Eino B'toras as a svar pshuta, and that's why Rashi in Kedushin says it's a svara, and that's why it can apply to shlichas on the nesina saget even without a pasuk. The Gemara in the second bag doesn't have a pasuk. Of course, it's a svar pshuta. Rashi needs because of Anasan to extend the din of Eino B'toras even to Chasimas Haget. Because there one would think, Lashvi Yeshtara, maybe the Eidim do not have to be B'nei Gerishin, because they're Kosher Minat Torah to Fa'edus anyway. Kamash Malam, because of Anasan, no, they have to be B'toras Gerishin even for the Chasimas Haget. And in light of the Vart of the Rav that we quoted multiple times, maybe we can even get just a little bit more of a Knech. What's the cause of Anasan really teaching me here? Help me. What's the cost of an asan teaching me according to the Rav? You'd think that the Eidim Lashvi Yeshtara don't have to be the Torah's Gerishin, because it's just the chasima, it's just the ksiva. It's not, you know, it's not, it's just the shvei shvav. So what's the cause of nothing teaching me? Say the magic words. Ksiva saget, which means chasima saget too, is the tchilas ma'ase gerushin. It's a chelek from ma'ase gerushin. It's a chelek from ma'ase gerushin. Then you need to be b'toras. You need to be b'toras in order to be able to do every part of the ma'ase gerushin. Okay, we'll stop here. I just want to add a brief thought.